The Hobbit, Part 1, by J.R.R. Tolkien.
In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled with ends of worms and an oozy smell, over which a white beard hung down below his waist and immense black boots.
Good morning.
What do you mean? Do you wish me a good morning, or that it is a good morning, whether I want it or...
Oh, excuse me. So you have got here at last.
I see they have begun to arrive already. That's Dwalin's green hood hanging up. Balin at your service.
Oh, thank you. Come along in and have some tea.
A little thing along behind us in the distance, didn't we?
Oh, gracious, gracious me. Oh, what's happening here? Well, it's not four dwarves after all. It's five.
At your service.
Sorry.
Nori.
Owen.
And Glow.
And for me.
And raspberry jam and apple tart.
And mince pies and cheese.
And pork pie and standard.
And more cake.
And ale.
And coffee, if you don't mind.
Put on a few eggs, old good fellow. And just...
And oh, we must away.
As they sang, the hobbit felt the love of beautiful things made by hands and by cunning and by magic moving through him, a fierce and jealous love, the desire of the hearts of...
It was a terrible time.
Probably, for that is the dragon's way. He's piled it all up in a great heap far inside and sleeps on it for a bed. Well... After that, we went away. Whatever were you doing there?
Never you mind. I was finding things out, as usual. I tried to save your father, but it was too late. He was witless and wandering, and had forgotten almost everything except the map and the key.
Long after the break of day, when Bilbo woke up, there was nobody about, but all the signs of a large and hurried breakfast. There was a fearful mess in the room and piles of unwashed crocks in the kitchen. Nearly every pot and pan...
Exceeding 1/14th of total profits, if any. All traveling expenses guaranteed in any event. Funeral expenses to be defrayed by us or our representatives, if occasion arises and the matter is not otherwise arranged for. Thinking it unnecessary to disturb you, we have proceeded in advance to make preparations... and shall await your respected person at the Green Dragon Inn Bywater at 11 a.m. sharp, trusting that you will be punctual.
Let's stop for supper and see if we can find a dry patch to sleep on.
Hey, where's Gandalf?
Oh, he isn't here.
Just when a wizard would have been most useful.
I will have to do without him. Owen and Glowen, see...
Bilbo Baggins, a hobbit.
A burr-hobbit?
What's a burr-hobbit got to do with my pocket, anyways, huh?
Can you cook him?
You can try.
He wouldn't make more...
Or I might have mistook lots and none at all, it is. No burr-hobbits, but lots of these here dwarves. That's about the shape of it.
I reckon you're right, and we'd best get out of the light.
I simply detest the sight of dwarves. On course.
All alone, unless the birds perch on them. For trolls, as you probably know, must be underground before dawn, or they go back to the stuff of the mountains they are made of and never move again. Just then, Gandalf...
Hello.
over him. And what is more, with a more cunning sort, it must be a moon of the same shape and season as the day when they were written. The dwarfs invented them and wrote them with silver pens.
What do they say?
Of the fathers of the eldest race of dwarves, the Longbeards, and my first ancestor. I am his heir.
Then what is Durin's day?
The first day of the dwarves' new year. It is the first day of the
It's quite a fair size. Not too large and mysterious.
I'll just light my wand and
look. Ones began to croak, keeping time as they went.
Flap! The black! Crack!
Grip!
Grab!
Pinch!
Nab!
Down, down the cup and down you go!
And pound!
Far underground!
Oh, my leg! Swish, smack, whip, crack.
Babber and beans
of elves, not unlikely. Come, what have you got to say?
Thorin the dwarf, at your service. We sheltered from storm. What seemed
Suddenly, all the lights in the cabin went out, and the great fire went off, shoof, right up to the roof. Then piercing white sparks scattered among the goblins, burning holes in them. Suddenly, a sword flashed in its own light. Bilbo saw goblin noises and horrible cries far behind in the passages they had come through. Since poor Bilbo could not possibly go half as fast as the dwarves, they took it in turn to carry him on their backs. Still, goblins go faster than dwarves, and these goblins knew the way better. Behind in the dark! He shouted and fell, and the hobbit rolled off his shoulders into the blackness, bumped his head on hard rock, and remembered nothing more.
You've been listening to the Heard in the Cast with Pat Franklin and Joe Hughes.